all week long I've been wondering when I was going to tear up today. And I didn't think it would be with God Bless America, but it was. I see somebody beat me to the punch up here. There are two things I need to do before I read the lesson. And the first one is, well, to take this off. And to put these on. The second, you know, Roy Spaulding has given a lot of us gifts. How many of you have received a gift from Roy over the years? A lot of us. Our bracelets. He's given me a whole bunch of neckties. And he gave me one other one a while back that I've been trying to figure out when to wear it, and I think today's the day. Now, I'm going to read the lesson today, and I want you to listen to the lesson and not look at my nose, okay? It'll come off soon. Thank you, Roy. I see some others have them, too. I can't read with the bat nose on. Can't read with these on either. Okay, here we go. This is a lesson from Paul's first letter to the Christians in Corinth. And Corinth was we learned from the letters of Paul to the Corinthians that there are all kinds of things going on in the church. They're really sort of instructional letters, and there were controversies in the church, and there were people who were following different people, and they were just kind of being church. So Paul writes this letter, the first of this letter, and this is the farewell in the letter. This is the closing of the letter. And this is his advice to these people who were just being church and having all the things that we have and that all churches have. He says, keep alert, be firm in your faith, stay brave and strong, show love in everything you do. You know that Stephanas and his family were the first in Achaia to have faith in the Lord, for they have done all they can for God's people. My friends, I ask you to obey leaders like them and to do the same for all others who work hard for you. I was glad to see Stephanas and Fortunatus and Acacius. Having them here was like having you. They made me feel much better, just as they made you feel better. You should appreciate people like them. Greetings from the churches in Acacia, Aquila and Priscilla, together with the church that meets in their house. Send greetings in the name of the Lord. All of the Lord's followers, send their greetings. Give each other a warm greeting. May God add blessing to the reading of the word. Well, here we are at the end of an amazing journey. It's certainly been amazing for me. Hardly as amazing as that of the Apostle Paul, who traveled throughout the known world spreading the good news of Jesus in spite of hardships we can't even imagine. I can echo his parting words, however, to keep alert, to be firm in your faith, stay brave and strong, and show love in everything you do. You certainly show all of those qualities and have shown them in my time with you, so keep it up. It's always been my belief that even though the church with a capital C, as we know it, isn't perfect, though it's a flawed institution that occasionally hurts people who don't conform to its rules, though it spends too much of its time, energy, and money on simply preserving itself, though it's slow to change, resistant to creativity, and balks at those who try to reform it, the church with a capital and a small C, by the grace of God, can and often does rise above these handicaps. It does something holy and blessed. It comforts the afflicted, and at the same time, it has to afflict the comfortable. It provides, if it truly understands and lives out its purpose, a safe place for anyone to come and be loved and understood and forgiven. It is at its best unafraid to challenge the injustices of the day, calling out those institutions and attitudes that harm God's children and divide us against one another. I believe in the church, in spite of the voices that spell its demise. I believe that the church offers a hope for this world unequaled by any political system or technology. You here in this circular community in the desert have helped to reaffirm my faith in the local church, even though we fumble and fret at times. You have shown me, especially in these recent days, that we can improve ourselves, that we can admit our mistakes and move on in joy. I'm especially appreciative of you today because of where I am going next, to a congregation that is doubting itself and doubting its sense of mission, a community of faith that has lost its pastor because serious mistakes were made by her and by the church. I wish I could bottle the spirit of faith and confidence I find in you and take it with me. I will, though, relish your prayers. I have to say my time as your senior minister, I had much more fun than I ever expected. I suppose my fashion show hula outfit, after only being here for 2 months, sort of kicked it off. I did sit down with some people after the talent show was over, and they still didn't know who I was. I made myself promise way back then when I stopped enjoying the ministry that I was going to get out. That time has never come, obviously, and you have perpetuated it. In spite of the unexpected challenges, it has been an honor and a pleasure to serve you. I have to make a movie reference now. Jack, are you listening? Okay. How many of you know the story of Pleasantville, about the movie Pleasantville? Well, Pleasantville was this picturesque, beautiful little town somewhere in the Midwest, probably, but it was all in black and white. All the people were black and white. The scenery was black and white. The trees were black and white. But somehow, somebody shook things up, and the colors started to appear. People started becoming color in color, and the town became in color. And that's sort of what I see happening here at Church of the Palms, is more and more, you are becoming more and more colorful. And today's a good example, I guess, of that, isn't it? Somebody said to me in the narthex, said, I wonder what a brand new visitor is going to think of this church when they come today. That's for you to explain, by the way. One of the challenges, of course, for me has been the change in staff, and that we lost Cindy, and then we lost Judy for a while, and God's blessings have brought Judy back to us. As a consequence, especially in these last 6 months or so, Debbie and I have spent a lot of time together because we're the only ones left in the office. Debbie's humor and loyalty to our church has made coming into the office a joy for me. Even if she's having a bad day. Debbie, I'm going to miss your smile and your greeting of good morning, Pastor Bub. As you know, I've been reminding you about boundaries. Well, now I have to live up to boundaries. And I hate the thought that I have to leave you and disappear for a while. I have figured out a way that I can come back without violating boundaries in about 3 or 4 months, so you might see me down the road a little ways. I guess because of those boundaries, and you and I both know how important they are, we just have to trust in the Holy Spirit that keeps us connected even though we are apart. Back to Pastor Paul and his farewell words in 1 Corinthians. He says, keep alert. Alert to what, you might ask? Keep alert to ourselves. We need to do that. For the times when our priorities get mixed up, when we make judgments and jump to conclusions without the facts, heaven forbid that we might ever do that. Be firm in your faith, Paul says. Firm, yes. Rigid, no. Always remember that God is still speaking and has much more to reveal to us. Stay brave and strong, Paul says. It's not always easy being a UCC church. It's not always easy being an open and affirming UCC church. We risk ridicule from others because of our stands on justice for all people. Show love in everything you do. Love is, of course, the guiding principle of who and whose we are to be and what we are to do. Sometimes love has to be tough, but must be grounded in care and compassion. Obey those who lead you. You have a new pastor and spiritual leader coming next week. I pray that you will show him the love and respect you have given me. Finally, give each other a warm greeting. Paul says at the end, continue to love and care for one another. And when you do, you are most Christ-like. And that love will return to you many times over. So our journey together ends, but a new and exciting journey begins for you and for me too. I can't thank you enough for your love and your support, your cards, your gifts, and especially for reaffirming that the Spirit of Jesus lives in this world through you, through the Church of the Palms, and through all who follow his teaching and example. My prayer for you is that you will keep on being the warm, affectionate, faithful people that you are, and that you continue to grow in your love for God and for all those who may come to your door. And always, always, always remember, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen.